Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Yelp Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. The day before Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, or in my family, because we eat lasagna over turkey, it's happy lasagna day. Hope everyone's going to be celebrating in a safe and fun way tomorrow with your family. Right now, we have a little treat for you this time of the year. We're going to talk a little reality TV. And one of my favorite TV shows of all time is actually The Jersey Shore. If you've been listening to this show, you know I am a huge Jersey Shore fan. And one of the legendary cast members of The Jersey Shore, Mike the Situation, is here with us right now on The Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. BDS, Big Daddy Sitch in the building. What's going on, my friend?
What's up, brother? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building, and you are right, Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. We just announced yesterday that me and my wife are expecting, so we're feeling so very blessed right now.
Well, congratulations, and what a time of the year, especially for your family. I saw the Instagram and Twitter post yesterday, and very nice job, you know, writing it out in cookie dough, baby Sorrentino, May 2021. You guys got to be thrilled right now. And Mosey even made your dog, Mosey. That was the star of the post, putting his head right next to the cookie dough.
Yeah, Mosey, he's the MVP, man. They feature him in Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I'm going to have to, once they, renew the show in the next season, I'm going to have to get him his own contract because they feature him way too much in the show. He's a very good-looking guy, and we got to get him paid.
So everyone's trying to figure out eventually how you're going to reveal the gender of the baby. Are there any plans in the works? I know it's a little bit too early, but are there any gender reveal plans that you're starting to think of?
Oh, that's so funny you do mention that. We actually got the email today, and it's kind of funny because, I've never gone through this before, and I thought to myself, like, I really want to know, but then again, my wife's like, should we open up the email? And I'm like, you know what? Send it to, my mother and your sister, and then we'll decide on it. We've actually decided not to look at it. We are planning on doing some sort of gender reveal next week with Jersey Shore. I really can't tease too much about what it actually, the reveal will be, but it will be on the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, barring we actually get to filming next week because every day changes with different COVID restrictions, and it's almost like we're in the apocalypse these days.
Yeah, I hear it. We're all adjusting day by day. We're all basically day by day now in the year of 2020. Here's one idea. You could take it or you could leave it. Well, you know how much you love Funfetti cake. I would say you have your wife, Lauren. She obviously has to be involved. That'd be a pretty big piece of the equation. You have yourself. You put a funfetti cake down on the floor, have Mosey devour the funfetti cake, and then you get to look inside the cake and see if it's blue or pink.
Wow, that's a good one. Listen, I do think that we're going to have to involve funfetti cake somehow. I mean, that's like the inner child in myself. And if you have never had some funfetti cake, you got to try it. I'm sure there's sales through the roof. I've been shouting them out for about three or four seasons now on Jersey Shore. You know what? I'm going to have to tell the producers of Jersey Shore. I think funfetti cake will have some sort of something to do with it for this gender reveal.
Love it, love it. Mike, the Situation here with us. It's the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's got to be such a surreal feeling. When you found out that you were going to be a dad, just what's the first thought that goes through your mind?
I was very grateful, to be honest with you. You know, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations over the years, and one of the bucket list things that I always wanted to do, I always wanted to be a dad, you know. I felt that that was the, you know, for me, that was the ultimate to be a man. And I finally was able to start to embrace that right now, so it's really special.
You know, a lot of people may ask me, why are we having Mike the Situation on a sports talk radio show? And I like to do it especially this time of the year because, you know, everyone's talking about family. Everyone's talking about the good times, even though 2020 hasn't been the best of years for everybody. But really, there's a lot of people right now that are struggling in what everyone thinks is a happy time. There's some people that are going through addiction and they're trying to overcome it and they're trying to seek help. Even though, you know, you're a big star, big time celebrity, some of the problems you had to battle with were in the public spotlight. And really what I think is so remarkable about your story is you see the type of person and the man that we're talking to today. You overcame a lot of your problems, and not only did you get yourself in a better spot and also your family in a better spot, but now you're trying to help others. So I think it's a neat story. And I'm just wondering, you know, right now how you try to continue to help people on a daily basis with your large reach and your platform that you have.
Well, besides trying to feature my service work on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, which pretty much means I partnered with Banyan Treatment Centers, where I go and visit their rehabs on a monthly basis. I tour their facilities. I speak to their clients. I share my message of experience, strength, and hope. And I just let them know out there that, listen, you know, you can't give up on yourself. You know, it's okay to fall to the ground. It's okay to fall down seven times, but we got to get up on the eighth, you know. And just letting everybody know the comeback is pretty much always greater than setback. If you believe that you're going to do good or you're going to accomplish something, guess what? You will. But if you believe that you're not going to, the same is going to apply.
I think a lot of times in our world, we sometimes shame people for admitting that they have a problem. And it seems like day by day, people are encouraging people to say it's all right to say that they need help and reach out and get the help that is necessary to make them a better version of themselves. I'm just wondering for you, what was that moment when you first said to yourself, man, I got to get myself in a better spot because what we're doing right now just isn't working?
Probably in 2012, Jersey Shore was receiving about 9 million views every single night for a TV show. We were the biggest TV show MTV has ever had. I was getting paid tons of money, and I knew I had a problem. And on that particular season in Italy, I had a horrible season, a season that I didn't even want to watch when I got home. I still don't even want to watch it to this day because it's just me just not being my best self, making bad decisions. But then again, you got to forgive yourself because I was young. And if I didn't make those mistakes when I was younger, I wouldn't be the man I am today. But I, long story short, I ended up banging my head into a concrete wall.
Yep.
In Italy. Sprained neck, got a concussion. And I thought to myself, wow, that was probably... That was such a horrible decision. Like, who decides, all right, it's time to go into that concrete wall? I mean, it's just a horrible decision. I realize that you are a product, life is a product of your decisions. Every single decision that you do, the people that you hang out with, the places that you go, you know, even the foods that you eat, if you exercise or you do not, it all leads you in a specific trajectory. God had blessed me with, you know, unbelievable success, fame, and money, but it all vanished after a couple of years, and I had to really work hard to really pick myself up and dust myself off and really get back to the top of you know, entertainment or TV or reality TV or whatever it was, and it was hard work, and it happened one day at a time, but only with hard work, you know?
When you look in the mirror now, what type of person do you see?
I see someone that has turned a negative situation into a positive situation. I look at a person that is a masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time. You know, I'm very, very proud of the man I am today. I'm actually, next week, I will be putting up on 5 years clean and sober.
Congrats.
Of any substance, every single substance. If anybody questions that, sometimes I get questions on social media due to my physique, Go ask my probation officer. She'll tell you.
Mike, the situation here with us. We'll talk about your new supplement line, Brotrition, in just a second. Is it all difficult? And I know everyone's in different stages of life right now, and you guys are older in life, but is it difficult to sometimes film with alcohol being present and some of the things that does go on the Jersey Shore?
No. I learned a long time ago that, you know, you have to be a leader and not a follower. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay in your own lane and run your own race. That, you know, journey of, you know, substances and alcohol and partying and experimenting, that was the young me. I was in my 20s. I really didn't know myself. But where did that lead me? Well, we can probably throw in a DVD or watch in 2012 when I smashed my head literally and figuratively into a concrete wall. So I know where it goes, you know what I mean? And in life, you know, if you turn your L's into lessons, you're going to be winning. So I know that I cannot do that. I have like an obsessive personality like some people, and I have to change those negative behaviors into positive ones. And also always implement balance, you know what I'm saying? I just have to know who I am. I do everything 100%. And a lot of times that's the definition of sort of a perfectionist. But if anyone's listening out there and like, you know what, I do everything like that. Well, you know, you got to try to stay away from negative behaviors or also start to run your life. And you'll start to, things will start to be taken away from you little by little.
Since you talk about that scene where you ran your head into the wall and then put on the iconic neck brace, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter today. Did you see me put that neck brace on and the sunglasses?
Yeah, I did. I did retweet you as well. I think,
appreciate that.
Somebody else put it up too as well. Can Complex put it up today?
Oh, really? So what do you think? Like, when people post that, you know, I saw that you around Halloween, you also put that up. You know, I guess now where you are in life, you could look back and poke fun at that situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just said it. We turn our L's into lessons. I don't take myself that seriously, and I don't think most people should either. And that's why I have such a good relationship with my wife today. We realize that we're humans. We make mistakes, and you don't really take each other so seriously. And that's why if my wife checks me, if I'm, you know, being too stern or if I'm being too in my emotions or anything like that, you know, she's got to check me, and I can do the same with her. So same thing with the neck brace. You know, that moment, although one of the most negative moments in my life, it's an epic, iconic moment in reality TV history. And every single Halloween, thousands upon thousands of kids and adults dress up with a neck brace and sunglasses, and I got a smile, you know?
Wrap it up with Mike, the situation. We'll talk about Brotrition in just a second, and also what's going to be on the plate tomorrow and the situation household for Thanksgiving. When we get to Jersey Shore this season, I know you can't talk much about it because you want people to watch it. You don't want any spoilers to unfold as well. There's all that drama with after this, the wedding speech at Angelina's wedding, and now Nicole's not a part of this. Was it difficult to be filming and film stuff without Snooki, with how much of a legend she is on that show and how close you guys are?
Yeah, Nicole was a legend, and we still talk every single day. We have like a group chat, and we text each other on the side as well. But at the end of the day, you know, her personal choice was to, at this particular moment, not be involved in this current season. And that's not saying that she's not going to be involved in the whole season. That's not saying that she's not going to come back, because I always fool around and tell people she's still at the beach. you know what I'm saying? And, I speak to her, you know, almost every day, and I know she wants to come back. When she is going to come back, I don't know. And it was hard to film with her. It was hard to film without her because she's our sister. We love her. But I believe that, you know, this thing is bigger than just one person, this show and what we've built over the past 11 years. And you'll see that this season where, you know, if one person's lacking, you know, Ronnie picks it up or someone else picks it up. And everyone, I'll be honest, is very, very good at their job. If they weren't, they wouldn't have lasted, you know, over 11 years on the top of reality television. So
she'll be back eventually one day in some capacity is what you're saying.
I think so. I'll be honest with you. You can,
it's good to know.
You know, you can, I really think so. I know I speak to her every day and she says she wants to come back. When she's going to come back, I don't know. Is it going to be the right timing when she does? I don't know either. You know what I'm saying? But I know, you know, she sees the show. She misses us. We really are very, very close, almost family in real life. So it would be a shame for her not to to come back and enjoy this ride which I still think that Vinny needs to get married, maybe even Paulie, Ronnie's. We got Stable Ronnie in the building, so there's still a lot of story to tell for these guys.
In this current season, is there still more to film? It sounds like there is, right?
Yeah, we're currently filming now the second half of the season. You guys would be watching the first half of the season of
gotcha.
Us really having that wedding fallout, how we dealt with COVID, you know, Dina being pregnant. Obviously, we now know me and my wife are pregnant. So it's a really big season despite some of the restrictions and obstacles that we faced in 2020.
What type of football fan are you, by the way, Mike, the situation?
I've been a football fan since I was little. It's my favorite sport. You know what I'm saying? I you know, it was a dream come true. And a couple of years ago when I was able to meet Barry Sanders,
wow,
Jerry Rice, and some of the greats at some of the Super Bowls. So those guys are legends. I've been watching since I was a little kid. I think, actually, this Thursday, football's not on, am I right?
Just the Ravens-Steelers game got postponed, but you'll still have the Texans and Lions, and you'll also have Washington going up against the Cowboys, which basically football's not on because those four teams, there's not really much to watch there.
I'm wondering who we're going to face on the ratings on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, now it's open because that Ravens-Steelers game got postponed because of COVID. So good for Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I met you once when I was in high school down at one of the Super Bowls in Dallas, that crazy ice storm that happened. It was between the Steelers and the Packers. And I took a picture with you, and it was probably must have been in 10th or 11th grade, something like that. And all my friends now, since I'm the sports guy, I play fantasy football with them, they repost that picture of me and you, and they go, oh, Zach is 1-5. That's not a good situation. So that picture, I get trolled a lot by my friends.
That Super Bowl in Dallas, the parties were crazy. I remember that year.
I was in 10th or 11th grade, so I wasn't at any of the parties. Who's your favorite team football-wise?
I'd have to say the Chiefs right now. I'd have to say. I guess you could say I'm a front runner right now.
Yeah, well, they're a pretty damn good team to root for. All right, what's on the Thanksgiving menu tomorrow in the Situation household?
It's, you know what? We have food being, you know, cooked by my mom and my wife's mom. So we have, you know, turkey, you know, mashed potatoes, you know, stuffing. I think my mom's making baked ziti for my wife because sometimes pregnant women can't eat too much protein. It's got to be an Italian baby because it only likes pizza and pasta. So, and obviously, you know, we're having all the cakes. We're going to go to Delicious Orchards, which is a famous place in the area, so get our cakes. So,
is it crazy to you that my family, we don't do turkey anymore, we just do lasagna?
Oh, dude, that's the best. I told my mom, I said, Ma, you better make baked ziti this year. She said, Dave, you know, people usually don't eat baked ziti. I said, Mom, we're Italian. We got to do it.
Everyone eats a baked ziti or a lasagna, no doubt about it. All right, before we let you run, this has been great. Really appreciate you doing this. The floor is yours. Tell me about Brotrition, the new supplement line that you have out.
Yeah, you know what? I've always worked in the business for 11 years now, and I always wanted a supplement line, or at least have an endorsement. And you know what? I was able to partner and create, actually. I'm actually one of the creators of Brotrition.com. It's very on-brand. If you need some protein, we got some protein for you. And we provide, we have protein, we have BCAAs, we have fat burners. We have a grenade pre-workout.
How about that?
And how on-brand is that?
1,000%. Definitely on-brand. So how could people get it one more time?
Brotrition.com, guys.
Perfect. Well, Mike, hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Congratulations to you and your wife, Lauren. And keep up the great work and the positivity. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate Mike the Situation. How about that, Trace? Him joining the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You usually don't get that every day on this network.
No. Yeah. What was it like as a big Jersey Shore fan yourself? That has to be a thrill, right?
I'm smiling right now. I
makes
think it's awesome.
Tomorrow's episode that much more special.
Yeah,
say.
Especially with those Steelers Ravens. That's I'm hopefully I keep my eyes open by then with how much food I'm going to eat tomorrow. I actually think maybe you should grab some Brotrition. I think you need to start getting buffed.
Are you saying buffed. I look small?
No, you have the hair. You have the Italian skin complexion. I think maybe you could get out of CBS Sports Radio and make a career for yourself as the newest Jersey Shore member.
Oh, wow.
You party animal? You party animal back in the day?
I mean, what are you saying here? Probably not.
I'm asking, were you a party animal back in the day?
No. I had a good time, but
yeah, you enjoyed yourself.
We're talking about Jersey Shore levels here. That was something I never got to.
I think you should commit yourself 2-3 months, really working out, trying that Protrician stuff. Get buffed, start spiking your hair, gelling your hair back, all that stuff. And I think you should look a little bit more confident here. I think you should live your best life. Like Stuart Kovacs now is living his best life. Dude, slim down, getting a little jacked. Stu's looking like a lean, mean fighting machine. I think you got to step it up.
Wow, so you're saying people are catching up, huh? I'm falling behind the pack here.
I think so.
There's a rivalry here.
D-Ben, who I don't think he hits the gym. He's in good shape, but I don't think he hits the gym. You know, he's just one of those guys. He's your generic.
Naturally skinny
guy. You know, you're kind of like that too, but I think you could really, you know, I can't see D-Ben put on muscles. I can see you put it on some muscles.
All right, I'll take it as a compliment. I'll talk to the situation. I'll have my people reach out to his people. Maybe we can.
Here'd be my rankings right now. Stu, right now, out of the three of you, is in the best shape. Stu.
No, I love Stu. He lost a lot of weight. He's looking great.
No?
Me, Stu, and D-Ben?
Yeah, I would say you and D-Ben are the same.
I would say I'm the most athletic out of that three. I'm not trying to put myself up here. I love Stu. He's done a great job.
Maybe we could do some Olympic games. Between the three
I'm in.
Of you.
I am game.
You got it. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back with a news brief.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. We are back. It's a Zach Attack. Zach Gelb here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Getting you set for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Don't you agree? Trace, Thanksgiving to me, the preeminent holiday. I know that could offend the Hanukkah, Christmas crowd. My favorite holiday has always been Thanksgiving.
Honestly, I'm not going to agree. Actually, I don't want to say I hate Thanksgiving. I know. We do disagree a lot.
I give you radio gold each and every day. And any time I say, agree with me, Trace, you just go, nah, yeah, I disagree.
It's probably a good thing we disagree because you're usually in the right and I'm not. So
if
you're agreeing with me, most of the time I'll say it doesn't go well.
It's 50-50. I'll get 50% of the things right, then you'll get 50% of the things right. There's a lot when you speak 4 hours a day on the good old radio that we do get wrong. So what's your favorite holiday, Christmas?
I'm a big Christmas guy.
I can't really hammer you for that. I can't kill you for that.
I'll be honest with Thanksgiving. For me, it's the food. Now, if I was part of your family, I would say it's different.
You guys don't do Thanksgiving right. Turkey stinks.
I know.
Turkey sucks. It's overrated.
I don't disagree.
It's garbage.
We agree.
You deep fry that turkey. You deep fry that SOB, then maybe I would like turkey. But here in the Northeast, I don't think my family is deep frying a turkey. If my dad deep fried a turkey, and he's a pretty good cook, I could just hear a scream, ah! And he would end up burning himself or something like that. Something would go wrong, and we have to rush him to the hospital, and then it wouldn't be a good Thanksgiving. There is nothing unsafe about serving lasagna and making a lasagna. Nothing unsafe. It will come out excellent. In order to make turkey great, you got to deep fry it. A regular turkey stinks. Garbage. Terrible. Brutal. Awful. Do you think anyone actually enjoys turkey? No, regular turkey.
Yeah, I think people do. I think some people do. There's a reason. Like, I think it would have been phased out.
I don't
believe
it.
By this point.
Now
it's getting less popular.
I think we are a sucker of tradition. And don't get me wrong, I like some traditions. But there's some traditions that you know just suck. But because it's tradition, we got to do it. We got to keep on doing it. My family, we broke away from the turkey over a decade ago. When we've done a traditional Gelb Thanksgiving, I can't remember the last time there's been a turkey. Now, there's been some years where, because of some health concerns and things like that, where we've not been able to be all together, and we'll have to go to other people's Thanksgivings, and we'll bring the lasagna, and then there's been a turkey there. Now, I remember one year, for example, not always a health concern, when my sister was about to get married to her husband, like that year, we did Thanksgiving with his mother. And they had, like, the big turkey. I'm like, get that crap out of here. Get that crap out of here. And I said to my dad, you bring that lasagna or I'm leaving. I will not show up if there is not a lasagna. So I love Thanksgiving. Personally, it's my favorite holiday. Then after that, even though I'm Jewish, I do enjoy Christmas. I went to my first Christmas last year. Spectacular. I've been missing out on a lot. I was deprived of a great childhood because I didn't celebrate Christmas growing up. There was one year in Florida I got all upset when I was like a little pain in the ass kid at 10. Like, why am I not getting presents on Christmas? And my mom bought me this book. I was actually younger. It was 7 or 8. I was like a little brat. It was 6, 7, or 8. And my mom got me this musical book. It was so cool. So you would press the button, and you would ask for like a trumpet, and it would make the trumpet noise. Then you press another button, and you would get like the xylophone or the trombone or the flute, and it would make the noise. You know what? That is a very young kid's gift. I had to have been 5 or 6 now, thinking back at it. At first, I started 12 or 11. Yeah, that wasn't right. Then 10 or 9, nah. Then 7 or 8, nah. It was like more 6 or 5, probably. So that was the one year where I did celebrate Christmas as a kid. But last year, dressed up as Santa Claus, brought all the gifts to my baby cousins in the Purcelli family, and it was a whole lot of fun. Now I'm going to bring the Santa Claus costume to work this year. We're going to have Christmas on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I guess I'll play the role of Santa Claus, and I'll give out some gifts, or maybe I'll give some coal to some people in the sports world. We'll do that cheesy radio bit. How about that coming up in December? And then since I'm working on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, since I was asked to work, I said, sure, I would. That's because Christmas Day is on a Friday this year, right? Isn't that? I think I'm correct on that. You're giving me the thumbs up. So I'm then going to go celebrate with the Porcellis on a Saturday and dress up as Santa Claus. So Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, no, no. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You ever hear the Bruce Springsteen version of that?
I have, yes.
With Clarence Clemons. Ho, ho, ho. Unbelievable. Rest in peace, Clarence Clemons. Let's get to a news brief. Let's rock and roll.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
The Texans play the Lions tomorrow in the game where you only care if you're gambling. Deshaun Watson says there's still a lot to play for this season.
Being a national, you know, televised, we go out there and show what the world, what we really are about. You know, our record may say one thing, but, you know, we're still playing. We're still practicing. We're still, you know, trying to get these wins. And we're not out there just, you know, just to be out there. We're out there actually giving every team that we play, you know, we're going all 60 minutes. So it's a perfect opportunity for us to go out there and showcase that.
It's about pride, honor, and respect, I guess, because the Texans are 3-7 and the Lions are 4-6. I like the Texans tomorrow. How about you, Trace?
I'm with you. Deshaun Watson, go with the best player on the field.
Matt Patricia, he can't. I can't ever expect that he's going to get a W. Not that the Texans have this great team, but yeah, I roll with them because of Deshaun Watson. If I'm a player, and I know Kenny Galladay is going to be out and DeAndre Swift is questionable, you think these players, Lions and Texans, are fired up for playing on Thanksgiving when it's two bad teams and the game means nothing? Personally, I say I'd rather be with my family.
I'll take Deshaun's word for it. He says he's excited, national stage. Think about it. This is the only game all year, if you're a Lions fan or a Lions player, where people are actually going to watch your game. Now, obviously, maybe that's not a good thing because they stink.
I don't know. We kind of watch the games where they choke each and every week. That's always true.
It's also, too, you see like more of the highlights because, all right, this is how they lead, and then this is how they lost. Now everyone's going to pay attention to the entire game. It's a nice tradition, but it's also a tradition where they lose every year. So maybe if you're a Lions fan, maybe not.
Browns better win by 14-plus points on Sunday. They play the Jaguars. Mike Glennon makes his first NFL start in 3 years. Here's Mike Glennon saying he's going to let it rip on Sunday.
I got nothing to lose. I mean, I haven't been a starter in 3 years. I don't know when this opportunity is going to come again. I'm just going to go out there, have fun, let it rip, and, you know, see what happens. I mean, we're a 1-9 football team, and I'm just going to do whatever I can to help us win. But I've been through some good. I've been through some bad. And, you know, at this point in my career, I just want to kind of go out and play like I have nothing to lose.
Now, Jake Luton didn't get hurt. It's just because he threw 4 picks against the Steelers, right? I didn't miss anything here. You know the answer to that?
I don't. I think you're correct, but I don't off the top of my head.
I don't remember him getting it. Now, I can't tell you I was really closely watching Steelers and Jaguars last week. But I'm going to assume it's because he had 4 interceptions, which All right, who are we going to next? Mike Glennon. The Jaguars, not that long ago in the AFC Championship game, they were 30 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl. Then they've had more years of Blake Bortles. Nick Foles was a disaster there 1 year. Gardner Minshew, Minshew Mania, Jacob Luton, and now Glennon. So you're telling me he didn't get hurt just because of the four picks?
It is, yeah, his bad play.
All right, step right up. Next clown going to be throwing a football for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Glenn will eventually get benched for his poor play. If the Browns lose that game, ay, ay, ay. Kalani Sitake, his BYU team, some will say, were disrespected, being ranked 12th last night in the first college football playoff committee poll ranking in the year of 2020. Here's how Kalani Sitake responded on BYU Sports Nation.
I just like to see some consistency behind all of it. You know, when people are talking about this is how we look at it, this is how we rank it, and then it doesn't seem like that fits the criteria for all 25 teams on there. And so that's all we're looking for is consistency in the reasoning and the way that they rank it. But it's just so different than what we saw from the AP and the coaches poll and things like that. And I just hope that, you know, hope they were able to watch our guys really and see them play. Like I said, I think we're an exciting brand of football.
You may be an exciting brand of football, but that's basically the committee telling you you have to go schedule someone that's legit, which they had a bunch of legit opponents, and they're getting punished for it because of the coronavirus. So I can understand the frustration, but you don't have a shot of getting in the top four. You don't. And the AP poll, I think they had them 8 this past week and 12. All right, there is a disconnect there, but there's a lot of ambiguous things with the college football playoff committee. Some years when we get into these arguments. Most years, though, they get it right. They do. Trevor Lawrence. It's going to be his final home game for Clemson. Pittsburgh, Clemson, this Saturday, November 28th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, because Trevor Lawrence is going to be going to the NFL, even though he won't admit it. Here's Trevor Lawrence trying to explain his feelings on playing what he says potentially his final home game.
I don't know. It's hard to anticipate kind of how I feel. I know there's going to be a lot of emotions. This is, you know, kind of like since I'm graduating in December, this is my senior night, and just all the guys here that have meant so much to me, and my teammates, my coaches, friends, just this place in general.
Get ready for the Jets or the Jaguars. I'm going to assume it's the Jets because they'll get the number one pick. Dallas Cowboys, Washington football's team tomorrow in Jerry's World. Here's Mike McCarthy hoping the Cowboys can take their momentum from Sunday's win against the Vikings and have it translate over into Thursday's game against Washington's football team.
This game is so much about confidence and, you know, motivation, momentum, and those types of things. So it's important for us to take this experience, you know, win on the road, which is tough. Obviously, you know, we finally got accomplished that and be able to come home and play on Thanksgiving in front of a national audience. So I'm looking for our guys to have a great week, short week of preparation and build off of the victory in Minnesota.
Keep sledgehammering those watermelons, Mike McCarthy. Talking about food, John Gruden doesn't want to talk about food right now, even though it's Thanksgiving. What a Grinch.
John, this is a little off topic, but with Thanksgiving coming around the corner tomorrow, is there a certain dish that you must see on the table tomorrow?
Man, you're killing me with some of your questions, man. I'm just hoping I got a place to go. Right now, you know, we lose to Kansas City. I'm lucky to have a place to go.
Go to Kansas City, get some Kansas City barbecue. They may make you circle around in a bus for a little bit before you go get there, but yeah, go get some Kansas City barbecue. They'll serve you there. That's a News Brief Zach Gilb Show. When we come on back, I got to get to some of these tweets from Duck Hodges earlier today.
You're listening to the Zach Gilb Show.
Barracuda! Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know? Barracuda! That right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Tomorrow, by the way, if you haven't heard, it's a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the NFL on CBS as Deshaun Watson tries to stuff Matt Patricia like the turkey he is. As the Texans take on the Detroit Lions. Coverage begins at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, with the NFL Today. And on Sunday, an NFL on CBS doubleheader features a marquee matchup between Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs and Tom Brady's Bucks. It's a full weekend of football with the NFL on CBS. Is it surprising to you, Trace? Chiefs playing Tampa in Tampa Bay. Chiefs are only a 3.5-point favorite. Did you think the number would be a little bit bigger than that? Because I thought it would have been.
I would agree with you. And then, it is easy to forget. Tampa has a really good defense. I understand, the focus is Tom Brady.
The pass defense, though, has been struggling as of late.
Yes. They're great
with the run.
And that's
a problem against Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Kelce, and so on and so on.
But it's not the worst defense in the world. So it's just they'll keep them in the game, I would think. They can get some stops. It's not.
You know what I think
Seahawks
Vegas is hoping for?
The Cowboys
defense. This is what I think Vegas. This is how I interpret that spread. Vegas thinks Tampa Bay is going to win, or they're going to lose by 3 points. That's, they're going to lose a game maybe 34-31. Talk about the Bucs. Because the Chiefs at 3.5, I would look at that line and say, and I get it, Tampa is not as bad as people are saying coming off that loss to the Rams, but when they've gone up against marquee competition, the better competition in the National Football League besides Green Bay, they haven't played well. And yes, Kansas City's defense is not a great defense. So you could make an argument for Tampa Bay to win this football game. It's not preposterous. However, with how good Kansas City is offensively and how they're in sync and Tampa Bay isn't, yes, Tampa does have a good defense. I think Vegas is telling you, maybe we will get a lot of people riding the Chiefs and then Brady has one of his vintage games and they pull out a W or they lose by 3 points. If I had to put a few shekels down on this game, though, even with all I just said, I would take the Chiefs. I would take the Chiefs getting to 10-1. Now, are the Chiefs going to go 15-1? And are the Steelers going to go 16-0? We've already talked about the Steelers, how they got a shot. But when you go up against some of the teams that they face on that schedule, the Ravens hopefully on Sunday, you got the Bills, you got the Colts, you got the Browns one more time still in play. And it's got to be one of those games where you probably think they lose. But for the Kansas City Chiefs, since they already lost that lone game to the Las Vegas Raiders, we haven't really talked about them potentially going 15-1. And clearly that's still on the table, because if you look at their schedule, you tell me the game that they're going to lose. Buccaneers, Broncos, Dolphins, Saints, Falcons, Chargers. Now, they could lose the Bucs game. They could lose the Saints game. And who knows if Drew Brees is going to be back from his 11 rib fractures by then. That game is 12-20, so later in December, right before Christmas. You would anticipate them to beat the Broncos. You anticipate them to beat the Dolphins. I know they were down to Justin Herbert 17-9 in Herbert's first start, but you would expect the Chiefs to beat the Chargers unless the game doesn't mean anything. And you would expect them to run right through and throw right through that Falcons defense. If I ask you right now, point blank, 15-1, Kansas City Chiefs, you say yes or no?
I say no. I think they drop one.
I agree with you. I think they lose one, and they go to 14-2. And no, that's not me just agreeing with you to agree with you, because usually we disagree. They probably do lose one. And honestly, unless if, let's say, the Steelers lose one, or they lose two, and if you're the Chiefs, you're fighting for that first spot, yeah, then it's important to run the table and go 15-1, because who knows how many games the Steelers are going to lose. But for the Chiefs, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world in one of those last four games to lose one of those games. As long as it doesn't affect your number one seed, if you could even get the number one seed, which you still can. I know the Steelers are 10-0 and they're 9-1. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to have a late season loss to kind of just reset and go, guys, even though this stuff comes to us so easily and we think we're this great team and we know we're this great team, it's kind of a good reset. It never bothered me in December, other than last year because it affected seeding. But usually for the Patriots, it didn't affect seeding. It never bothered me as a Pats fan when they lost one of those final four games, five games of the year, especially when they're on one of those 6-7 game win streaks. It did not bother me. So we'll be curious to see what the Chiefs and the Steelers finish on out. But I kind of at this point, and I know anything could happen in the National Football League, I would kind of be stunned, though, if it's anyone other than the Chiefs or the Steelers in Super Bowl 55 this year. I would be stunned at this point, because that third team, no one's been able to emerge and stick consistently in the AFC. All right, here's our poll question tonight. Ravens Steelers push back from Thursday to Sunday. If the Ravens can't play the Steelers on Sunday, should the Ravens have to forfeit the game? And this all stems from the Tom Pelissero report that the Ravens disciplined a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms and not consistently wearing a mask or tracking device, which may have contributed to the team's rash of COVID-19 cases per sources. If you had to give me the percentage on that poll question, Trace, on the amount of people that say yes, forfeit, what do you think that would be? And let's retweet this, by the way, also on CBS Sports Radio so we get that up there as well.
That is so tough. I know you've gotten a lot of Pittsburgh attention, so I feel like they could kind of jump in and skew the poll results. I still will think no.
62.2% say yes.
Wow.
Forfeit.
Interesting.
Now, you talked about earlier how if they have to move it all Sunday, you're in favor of forfeiting. I'm not. I don't think it's right to discipline the players for something the strength and conditioning coach did. And I'm not excusing what the strength and conditioning coach did. The guy may lose his job, and if he does, I'm not going to sit here and defend the guy. There's no defending what this guy may have allegedly done. You know, he's faced a punitive action from the team, and we'll see what does transpire from then. When I look at this, though, and when we talk about this, there was a lot of reaction today. There was a ton of reaction. And still, the NFL and why there's some inconsistencies here, where they'll reschedule, then go long stretches of not rescheduling, and now reschedule, it's because the NFL really doesn't have a plan. The NFL is just hoping to get through 17 weeks of the regular season, and they want to avoid week 18. But I'll be curious, because the Ravens are supposed to play on Thursday. Now, you could always move back that game from Thursday to Sunday against the Cowboys and have them move their games back-to-back weeks on Thursday. But I will be curious what the NFL does if they do face a situation where they can't move back the game. And will they require a team like the Ravens to forfeit, or will you eventually just go to week 18? Or there's still, I guess, in play that possibility where you expand the playoffs to an extra team and go 8-8. Real quickly, Duck Hodges, he tweeted out today, man, that's some BS when the game got postponed. And he also said, man, I was trying to go hunt all weekend. He then said, y'all can say, oh, Duck, you just practice squad, and that's all, but shh, I'm still pissed. Y'all know how nice of a weekend is. Weekend off is, come on. I was about to shoot a deer and ducks and drink a bunch of Bush beer. Also wanted to watch my boys go crazy on a Thursday night game. How about Duck Hodges bringing it on Twitter? Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.